At this time, if you would like to ask Coach Boyle a question, please press star one on your telephone keypad. And your first question comes from the line of Pat Rooney, the Boulder Daily Camera.
Hey, Coach, how are you today?
Good, Pat.
Hey, just wondering your thoughts on how the Pac-12 is shaping up nationally. You know, do you feel like it's getting its due? Obviously, we've talked about how deep and talented the league is. Do you think it's getting its due nationally, whether, you know, the late start times out west or perhaps the, you know, because of the way the teams beat up on one another?
Yeah, I don't think our league is getting enough credit nationally, no. I mean, I think, the people that really know basketball respect the Pac-12 and understand how good it is this year. But in terms of media exposure, and, you know, you look at the coaches poll and the AP top 25 poll, we don't get the respect nationally, I think, that we deserve, especially in a year like this. And you mentioned the start times, and you know, and just a lot of people don't see our games and don't see our teams, and we're not talked about a lot on ESPN, and a lot of other leagues are, and so we're kind of on the back burner. But hopefully that's what the NCAA tournament's for. And you know, so we certainly took care of business in non-conference play. When you look at our strength of schedule and our winning percentages against other leagues, I mean, we're in pretty good shape there. But outside of the non-conference and outside of the NCAA tournament, there's not a lot you can do about it.
And your next question comes from the line of Percy Allen, the Seattle Times.
Hey, there, Coach. How you doing?
Good, Percy. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, you've probably gotten this question before, and I'm sure you've maybe given it some thought. You may not want to sort of articulate it, but why is it that Colorado is so good at home?
Well, we've got a good fan base. I mean, we've got a very good student section, and our community has really come out and supported our program since we've been here. So I think our atmosphere at home has something to do with it. And then we also have the altitude factor, which does come into play as much as people may want to poo-poo it and say it doesn't. It helps us. So the combination of those two things, I think also with you know, Utah being such a good travel partner in terms of being a competitive, hard place to play as well, makes it kind of a double whammy when you come to the Rocky Mountains now, where, you know, when we first got in the league, Utah was, you know, Larry, they were rebuilding, and they weren't as strong as maybe they are. They certainly are now. So I think, you know, combination of those three things, that the Utah thing obviously helps us on the back end. Hopefully they can take some legs out of, you know, Washington this weekend. Whoever we play second, we want them to take legs out of them, and hopefully we can do the same for them.
Is this something that you recruit to? Is it a style of play that you can sort of gear at, the, you know, knowing that maybe there's that altitude thing going on, and so maybe do you press more? Do you try to go more up-simple, or is that not the case?
Well, I wouldn't say we press more, but we definitely want to play up-tempo. We want to play fast. I think, you know, we definitely want to score. I think we're averaging 83 points a game at home. And it's not like we don't want to run or we don't want to play fast on the road. It's just I think at home it helps us more because we, you know, again, we have that that built-in altitude advantage that we don't have on the road necessarily because it's a finite game. But I think at home, we definitely want to recruit to it. We definitely want to play fast. We want to play a style of play that gets up and down, and we don't necessarily want a half-court game. And hopefully we can, you know, depth becomes a factor.
There you go. And then just off-topic a bit here, just in light of everything that happened at Louisville and just maybe some comments from Coach Pitino there, would you say that that sort of the model for penalizing teams that go astray, is it broken? And if so, would you be in favor of, you know, rather than these postseason bans or taking away scholarships, of just financially penalizing schools, maybe taking $10 million or $20 million or something like that?
I don't know. I look, the thing that means the most to coaches and the things that mean the most to players are NCAA tournaments, and that's what kids, you know, come to college to play in that tournament and play in the postseason. So that's the band that stings the most. I mean, when you have a person that says, "Hey, fine us $10 million rather than take the NCAA tournament away from us," it's a pretty bold statement. I mean, but I think you gotta penalize people where it hurts, and the NCAA tournament hurts more than maybe $10 million does to certain institutions. Now, certain institutions would say, "Hey, take us out of the NCAA tournament. Let's keep the $10 million." So you got to hit them where it hurts. I feel awful for the young men that are as seniors at Louisville that don't get a play in the tournament, just like I do for SMU. And I'm not sure what the right answer is, but I do think in the recruiting process, you know, kids need to understand how things are done and what clouds might be around certain programs. Or now this one maybe came out of the blue. There's nothing that these kids could have known. I don't know. I know at Colorado we try to do things the right way and we try to run our program the right way, and you stay out of that gray area. Other people, everybody does their business differently. So I do think it's kind of, in the business world, it's buyer beware. And I think in college basketball, it's look, you better know who you're signing up with. And again, I'm not, that's not,
yeah,
I just
yeah.
think that's part of the, part of the equation when these kids are making decisions. And again, I feel bad for the seniors. I really do. I'm not sure what the right answer is. So I just, yeah, I think there's different ways you can look at this issue.
Yes, sir. All right. Thanks, Coach.
Yep.
Okay, thank you, Coach Boyle. Appreciate
you got
your
it.
Time.